Nothing sweeter than pulling the perfect prank. I don't mean amateur stuff like teeping the neighbor's house, dig-dug ditches, or the old flaming bag of Rover Nuggets. Weak. I'm talking about a crew of pros with killer strategy and awesome execution. When you really want to get someone back, you need a prank attack.
Welcome back to PMP Network from Fox Kids Network. Here is Cody McMains. You might remember him from Bring It On. He's doing a new show called Prank Attack that airs Saturday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on the Fox Kids Network. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
This is cool, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. I love this.
I like it, too. And you know what I think is really great? You think about pranks, you think about, you know, really hurting people. But these are really harmless pranks. No one gets hurt. They're funny. And I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, like, you're right, you know, a lot of the pranks we do, or actually every one of the pranks we do, we don't hurt people, and no one, like our slogan basically is no one bleeds, no one cries, right? So, but the pranks, you know, they're well put together, and we really get people back.
Hmm. You've done so many films, what brings you to TV?
I'm not sure. I've always kind of wanted to do a TV show, like, ever since I was little. Like, I started doing film when I was about 9, when I got the job for Big Bully. And after Big Bully, I did an independent film, and like I kind of just wanted to get a series and just settle down for a while.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. And I did a couple commercials, and I did some more film. I got Bring It On, and working on a film right now. And yeah, so.
Yeah, you actually, I'm glad you mentioned Big Bully. You played Tom Arnold's son on the movie, Kirby. What was it like working with Tom?
Oh, Tom's great. He's a really good guy.
He seems like a kid at heart.
Yeah, he is. He's really goofy.
Yeah. Well,
he's fun.
Yeah, that goofy is fun, you know? And of course, we also saw you, of course, as Kirsten Dunst's younger brother in Bring It On. That must have been a lot of fun as well, a lovely lady like her.
That was great.
Now, how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 15.
15 years old. My, oh my. So your older brother is also an actor?
Yeah. He's been acting, well, he started a while ago, like, when he was younger, at, like, 9. He's 18 now.
Hmm.
He did the acting thing for a while. He kind of, like, I don't know, he didn't, like it too much, I guess. I'm not sure. But he stopped and just did the school thing, you know, got his school done.
Yeah.
He's an actor now, and he's working on it. So,
wow, what is it? Do you go to school right now?
Yeah.
What is it like at school? Did the kids treat you any differently?
Not at all.
No.
Some kids are kind of dumb, and they're just like, oh, you know, stupid kid on TV and whatnot. But a lot of people are just cool and just chill with the fact that I'm on TV and stuff.
I think that you know, you should pull a prank attack on those guys.
You know, I should.
Yeah, that would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be fun. I think I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I think
I'll do the prank to one of my friends eventually.
I think that the one with the kid with the skateboard was really pretty funny.
Yeah,
we had Tony Hawk's kid there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryder.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, Riley Hawk is quite the little pro skate legend already.
Yeah, I know. I was watching that thing and I was like, Jesus, this kid can really skateboard really well.
How'd you get the gig?
For Prank Attack?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I think they had auditioned a bunch of kids and didn't find that right one. And they had the shoot, like, in a week, and they gave me a call, and my manager said, you know, Cody, they saw you and Bring It On, and they really like you, and I think they're just going to give you the job. So just go and say hi to them and read some stuff for them. And I was like, okay. So I went over there, and I read the stuff for them. They said I did a fabulous job, and they called me 2 days later and said, you know, Cody, you got the job for Prank Attack. And I was like, yes, I got a TV show.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of like a mixture of Candid Camera and a game show together.
Yeah.
It's a nice concept. But I understand that this is kind of like a one-time thing at this point, or is it now going to be a series?
I'm still not sure yet. In a way, it was kind of like the pilot. But it's going to air on Saturday, and I'm not really sure how it goes, but I think if it gets enough ratings, then Fox keeps the show,
mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't, then I'm not sure what they're going to do with it.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Now, for folks out there that are listening, is Fox Kids Network the same as the Fox Family Network, or is it a different cable station?
No, there's a Fox Family Network, and there's a Fox Kids. The Fox Kids is basically the Fox channel, but in the morning.
That's
like
right,
Saturday
okay.
morning,
right.
Like cartoons time.
Basically. So in Boston, there would be Channel 25, and Providence 64, and check your local listings if you're listening around the rest of the country for the Fox station near you. So, Cody, you said you're working on a movie. What movie is this?
Oh, it's called Not a Teen Movie, or right now anyway. I'm not sure if they're going to change the name or not.
I hope so. Not a Teen Movie?
Not a Teen Movie.
Now, who's in that one?
Jamie Presley and Dennis Quaid. No, not Dennis Quaid. Sorry, it's my mom. Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's a really funny guy.
Yeah. Now, is it a fun movie? Does it sound like a good time?
No, I'm having a great time on set. Movie's really funny. It's a parody of teen movies in the past, like basically 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
It goes all the way back to like The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles, and it's funny.
So you have a Molly Ringwald lookalike in it?
Actually, the person who parodies Molly Ringwald in that movie is my friend Sam Huntington.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it basically goes back to 16 Candles, where it's, like, me and my two, like, I play Mitch, and it's me and my two friends, kind of like how Anthony Michael Hall had his two friends. So I'm basically the parody of Anthony Michael Hall.
Uh-huh.
And so I have my two friends, and we're in the Breakfast Club scene in detention. And hopefully, I don't want to give it away, but hopefully they're going to dress them up like Molly Ringwald in that movie. So that'd be funny.
Should be great. Sounds like a funny concept. Do you watch a lot of TV yourself and a lot of movies?
I'm a big movie buff, so yeah.
What have you seen lately?
Lately?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been working lately. Mm. What have I seen lately? Nothing exciting, like theater exciting. Actually, wait, I did see The Fast and the Furious.
And you like that one?
I did like that one. That was really fun because a lot of fast cars and good action.
For all the folks that are listening, you mentioned you didn't have time to watch movies. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to be on the set. What are the hours and how much work is involved?
Well, since I'm under 18, I get a specific number of hours they can work me. Usually that's about like 9.5. I think it's 9.5 hours. I'm not sure. But,
So a guy like Randy Quaid, how many would he be working?
They can work him as long as they want.
Hmm.
I think they're allowed to work him at 24 hours, and he has to get a 9-hour layoff, go to sleep and stuff for the next day, I think.
So I bet you can't wait to turn 18, huh?
Oh, you have no idea. I'm actually having fun as an underager right now. So.
Yeah, now, what's it like with the girls? Are girls attracted to TV and movie stars?
I'm not sure how that goes. I've had girlfriends in the past, and I always, you know, people have told me that was just the reason why they'd go out with me or whatnot, but I never kind of believed it. But I don't think so. Like, I've had, you know, honest girlfriends and, like, true girlfriends that I really liked, and they really liked me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would assume the people that you knew before all this are the people who are still your best friends at this point. Yeah. That's usually the way it is, because especially, do you live in California, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're from California.
Yeah,
I'm from Boston.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Pasadena.
Yeah, I moved out to California a while ago, and I was living out there. And I was amazed at how superficial people were out there in terms of the way they judged you if you lived in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by your current job, what product you were on, what production, you would be a star on TV, and then if your show was canceled, all of a sudden your friends wouldn't be answering your calls anymore because they really weren't your friends. But since you were born and raised there, I assume that, you know, these people are your friends, the ones you grew up with in Pasadena.
Yeah.
But do you find that people do try to use people and kind of worm their way into your life?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it happen. Like, I'm sure it happens. I don't really think I'm too big right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I just hope I don't have to get into a situation like that.
Well, on Saturday, you can see some people in some very interesting situations on Prank Attack with my guest, Cody McMaines. And Cody will be hosting the show, and it's some funny stuff. There's a kid who switches skateboards with Riley Hawk from Tony Hawk's son, and another one where a young brother sets up his older sisters, and it is some very funny stuff, but no one gets hurt.
Nope.
And that's the best part. People, I thought they were pretty sporty about everything. I mean, really, people. The only one I thought that really was a little bit, in my opinion, a little weak. Although I don't want to say if it won or not or how it did, but the wrestling one I thought was a little weak.
Oh, okay.
And I just don't think the setting was realistic. You know.
Yeah.
The other ones I thought were great, but
I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah, because I mean,
the wrestling one, it seemed too set up.
Yeah, it was too contrived, you know?
Yeah.
To be sitting there watching TV. Well, anyway, I'm not going to get into it because I want people to watch the whole thing. And they can judge for themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cody, thanks so much for taking time out, and good luck on the new movie, Not a Teen Movie, if that's the title of it, from Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
And also Prank Attack on Fox Kids Network Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and then you can see it again at 11:30 if you didn't get enough the first time. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care.
I'll see you
Bye-bye.
Later.